They're so hungry. They're so hungry. Both the apostles and the vast crowds who have come to Jesus now. They're so hungry in their physical bellies, yes, but they're so hungry in the very depths of their souls. I want to set the context for what you're going to hear in the readings at Sunday Mass for the next month. And it's a context that the church has built over the last month as well. And that context is to remember that they are so hungry. And Jesus, as we had heard weeks ago, he had called his apostles to himself. And he'd called them to himself to form them to be the shepherds of his church, to learn from him, the good shepherd, so that through their hands, whether we like it or not, through their hands, the hands of the bishops, we receive from him his life, which is foreshadowed in Psalm 23. It's through their hands that we receive the life-giving water in baptism. It's through their hands that we receive the anointing oil that heals. And it's through their hands that the table is laid out before us through which he feeds us. And so he called these apostles to himself to form them to be shepherds and to be good shepherds. And last week he sent them out two by two to preach repentance to the people. To preach repentance and to tell them to turn away. That which you're consuming is not going to fill you. Stop seeking satisfaction in that which you're consuming. Turn away from it. Turn away from what you're seeking to fill this hunger. Turn away from it. Because it's not going to fill you, but it's going to poison you and bring death to your body and to your soul. And so he sends out his apostles, and he does so to begin to gather the people to himself. This flock that had been scattered by the bad shepherds who had led them astray, Jesus now begins to gather back to himself through these shepherds that he's forming. And what is it that draws the flock back to him? They're hungry. It's their hunger. Repentance, when you turn away from that which you're seeking to satisfy you, when you turn away from that, it reveals something. It reveals the hunger that is there. And they come to Jesus in their hunger, and where does he lead them? Where does he bring them? To a place that not one of us would ever want to go and never wants to go on our own. To a place that I would never choose to go on my own. He leads them to a deserted place. He leads them as well, if you read the Bible, it's often translated as to a lonely place and to find rest there. A lonely place. If I catch scent of something that seems like it's a place of loneliness, I run as fast as I can from that place. But here Jesus leads them to it, and in their hunger they follow him because he is there. He's leading them out to this deserted place, to this desert, because it's in the desert that he fed his people in the Old Testament with manna. And he leads them out to this lonely, deserted place because what he intends to do there and what he does and desires to do in the midst of your loneliness as well, the deep loneliness that's there, it's precisely there that he desires to feed you. And so he leads them out, his apostles, and the vast crowds follow after them. They're so hungry, and so is he. It's always helpful to remember for me, especially in reading the Gospel of Mark, that it's Peter who is describing to Mark what he saw. Peter is the one who is telling Mark, who writes down what it is that he saw and he experienced and recalling it through the Holy Spirit for him. And so this scene that we hear in the gospel today, remembering that Jesus is forming his shepherds, he's teaching them, and Peter will be the shepherd of the shepherds, that they are heading off to this place of rest, to this lonely place, but to be with Jesus. And when they get there, this vast crowd that we hear is thousands of people have ran ahead there before them, already there. And Jesus, when he gets there, what does Peter see? He sees Jesus looking out upon the crowd, and his heart is moved with pity for them. But upon the face of Jesus, Peter saw the heart of Jesus wrenched with pity, a hunger in Jesus' heart for them. And Peter looks out upon the crowd, and what does he see in them? They've come and they are focused on him, and they are hungry. You know, one of the things as a pastor, it's a blessing and a curse, but you know, I can look out and see all your faces, and there are times in which you can see hunger within people. These are times, especially the first ones that come to mind, not always, but often at a time of great tragedy. At a tragic funeral, someone who maybe has never set foot in the Catholic Church in years, the gospel, even when it's preached, and the simplest proclamation of the resurrection, and people, you can look out into their faces and there's a hunger. Why? Because something has been stripped away that has revealed to them this hunger in their soul. And one of the things that fasting does, being hungry does, and those of you who have really fasted have experienced this, one of the things it does is it focuses the mind. It's why the church gives us Lent as a time of fasting. It's why the church asks us to fast in the time before Mass as well, because it helps to focus the mind and it reveals a hunger within us. And Peter, when he looks out, he sees the crowd that is hungry, and he sees within the Good Shepherd Jesus, his teacher, the one whose heart is moved with pity, and what Jesus will do for this crowd. Remembering that this is Peter, the one whom after he encountered Jesus, after his denial three times, he encounters the resurrected Jesus, who three times asks him, "Do you love me?" And what does he command him to do? "Feed my sheep. Feed my sheep." You, the one who is the good shepherd and will shepherd the shepherds, feed my sheep. And what does Jesus do? And what will you see him do in these weeks that are going to be unveiled in the coming months? He will feed his sheep. First, he will fill their bellies, and then he will feed them in John 6 and teach them of the bread of life. They come to him because he is the one who will feed them with living bread unto eternal life.